a part of the new state budget that was recently passed for the next 2 years, requires professors at most universities of Wisconsin to teach 4 classes per semester. State Republicans backed the measure, promising it will make the universities more efficient and get more resources into the classroom. But it's not as straightforward as it may seem, according to John Shelton. He's president of the union that represents faculty and academic staff at state universities. Shelton told WUWM education reporter Catherine Kochel how the so-called 4-4 faculty workload requirements will impact students and research.
4-4 workload effectively means that faculty or staff are teaching 4 courses each semester. And so at the R1s, right, that's now been defined as 2-2, which means 2 courses each semester, presumably because those faculty have greater expectations for research, although in the comprehensive universities, which are the other 11 four-year campuses in Wisconsin, most of us have substantial research expectations as well.
And it's worth noting that when we say R1, we're talking about the Carnegie classification of institutions of higher ed. In Wisconsin, that's UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee that have the R1 status. So for those two universities, this faculty workload requirement of 4 classes per semester is halved at 2-2. What is it like to teach 4 courses in a semester?
If all you're doing is teaching 4 classes in a semester, it's the equivalent of, you know, full-time work. The reality is there's virtually nobody whose sole job is just to teach courses, right? In order to teach well, faculty and academic staff need to do research in order to stay up in their field. You know, many of us are engaged in research projects because we have expectations on our campus to get tenure and promotion, or simply because we believe in the value of the research that we do, right? I mean, whether it's doing historical research as I do that I see as having broad public benefit, or people working to cure cancer. So it's really important that campuses have the flexibility in order to make those workloads work the best way possible for students and for the public.
I'm glad you mentioned students. How can a faculty workload change like this impact students on campus?
What this effectively does is it caps the number of course reassignments that faculty and staff can receive, right? And so, you know, there may be good reasons for, say, a faculty member to get a course reassignment to advise students, or, you know, to serve as the director of internships and seek out community partnerships, and to have that be part of a regular workload for a faculty member. Getting research reassignments to actually, say, work with students on student-directed research, the legislature, in putting forth this policy, has effectively tied the hands of faculty, staff, and administration to negotiate those things together on our campuses. And there's no way that by limiting these options, that this won't impact students detrimentally. There's just no way.
Yeah, thanks for kind of laying that out. This is also at a time in which the universities of Wisconsin have approved a 5% tuition increase for students. So conceivably, students could be paying more in tuition and encountering faculty and academic staff who are busier or have fewer outside of the classroom opportunities for them. Is that fair to say?
It's absolutely fair to say. And, you know, the other part of this budget that I think needs to be addressed is Governor Evers asked for about $800 million for the UW system. We've had dramatic cuts, and even when budgets have been not cut over the past decade and a half, the amount that's been added to the UW system budget through general purpose revenue has been pretty minimal. So, you know, this budget was an attempt, Evers' budget proposal was an attempt to rectify that. We were very appreciative to see that because we know what that means for our students. And it's just really frustrating to see Republicans only agree to a fraction of that at a time when our state has a record budget surplus, and at the same time, to combine it with these poison pills like this workload policy. You know, so between the two, you know, I think the Board of Regents felt, and I'm not going to agree or disagree with the logic of it, but I think from their perspective, they felt like they needed to raise tuition to make sure that students had the resources that they needed. And to combine this with something that just continues to shortchange our students, it's like giving with one hand and taking from the other. And it's very, very frustrating.
John Shelton is a professor at UW-Green Bay and president of the union that represents Universities of Wisconsin faculty and academic staff. He spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kochel. For their part, state Republicans have pointed to possible exemptions for UW faculty with administrative duties. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne, a Republican from Beaver Dam, says the reforms will fight bloat in the UW system.